Welcome back, and it is time again for our friends at TreeHugger to give us their green news and views and summary. Simran Sethi runs down some of the things you may have missed in your mainstream paper, including the Globee Awards.
Welcome to TreeHugger Radio. I'm Simran Sethi. This week we join the political fray by looking at green efforts, making ballots, and headlines. On the heels of the Oscars, Green Nonprofit Environmental Defense has released its 2007 Global Warming Globee Awards, shining the spotlight on businesses and politicians who have made positive and negative impacts on climate change. Seattle Mayor Greg Nickels beat out California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for best performance by a state or local official for leading a national effort to organize America's cities to cut carbon dioxide pollution 7% below 1990 levels by 2012. His U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement has been signed by 393 mayors, representing over 57 million Americans. California Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunes and former State Assemblywoman Fran Pavley garnered honorable mentions for jointly authoring and helping to pass AB 32, the California Global Warming Solutions Act. Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister John Howard is getting green accolades for his nation's efforts to do away with traditional incandescent light bulbs, requiring citizens and businesses to install compact fluorescents and phase out incandescent bulbs by 2010, which, according to the Aussie government, will eliminate an estimated 4 million metric tons of greenhouse gases annually by 2015. We checked in with TreeHugger correspondent Warren McLaren in Sydney to learn more.
We are looking forward to this basically legislation coming in round about next year. It'll then take 3 years to phase in, whereby pretty much all Australian households and most Australian businesses will have moved on from incandescent bulbs into compact fluorescents. And there is a large change coming in terms of a lot of people's appreciation of their energy load, given that Australians are the world's largest contributor per capita to greenhouse gases.
In Congress, hopeful signs are pointing towards the approval of a federal renewable portfolio standard that will require a set percentage of the nation's energy come from clean sources. Garnering more bipartisan support than caps on carbon dioxide, a renewable portfolio standard could be approved by Congress in a matter of months. Dr. Anna Unruh Cohen, Environmental Policy Director at the Center for American Progress, explains.
A renewable portfolio standard is a policy mechanism to increase the amount of renewable electricity that consumers are using in a state or a nation. So currently, about 22 states have a renewable portfolio standard on the book, and that they've set various percentages of electricity that have to come from renewables by a certain date. The most aggressive one was just recently passed and signed into law up in Minnesota, which would set 25% of electricity coming from renewable sources by 2025. So I think there's a lot of momentum to adopt an RPS, and I definitely won't be surprised if one is adopted, and the crystal ball will be what is the percentage by what date. So for those political bettors out there, you know, choose a number. I might put my money on 25% of electricity from renewable sources by 2025.
World-renowned scientist and broadcaster Dr. David Suzuki has turned the table on Canadian politics through his If You Were Prime Minister tour through Canada. Over the course of 1 month, Suzuki visited every province, asking people what they would do for the environment if they ran the country, and encouraging people to sign a ballot voting for the environment. And what did he learn?
What I found is we went right from the East Coast to the West Coast, and, you know, every group had its own local issues. In Newfoundland, it was about fish and the oil fields at Hibernia. In New Brunswick, it was about an oil refinery that's going to be built and logging practices. In Montreal, it was about traffic congestion. But basically, the overarching concern is about the quality of the air, the quality of the water, and the fact that a lot of kids have asthma and communities are exploding without any kind of direction. You know, people feel that they moved to an area because they liked it and 10, 15 years later, they don't like it anymore because it's congested and there's all kinds of development. And so it's, I guess the overarching message is we seem to be kind of going into the future without any sense of where we're going.
Suzuki also had some feedback for his American compatriots on how our elections are run.
The problem you have in the United States is the enormous lobbying power of the private sector. When you look at the amount of money that it takes now to run a campaign, and you know, when I read what Hillary Clinton has now got and Obama is now working to try to get this, and it's absolutely staggering and it's obscene that that kind of money is being raised. Almost all of that is coming from the corporate sector. And when you're talking of tens and tens of billions and millions of dollars, the people that put that money up, of course, have an enormous impact on the people that are elected. And it really is anti-democratic. I absolutely agree that running for office should be funded by the taxpayer, that people should be able to run if they're a teacher or if they're a, you know, if they're a laborer, they should be able to run and present their ideas. And we should make that possible by subsidizing it. We in Canada have imposed, I think it's a $1,000 limit on all political contributions.
Of course, it's vitally important to hold our elected officials accountable for what we vote them into office for. And to warm yourselves up for the voting process, log on to truths.treehugger.com and vote for your favorite video in our user-generated video contest on climate change. Entries are available for viewing until March 14th. The grand prize winners will be determined by our illustrious panel of eco-judges, including David Suzuki. Also, stay tuned for our extended interview with Dr. Suzuki next week. To round out this week's political action, former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer isn't calling citizens to action. He's actually demanding governments disclose and utilize technologies recovered from crashed UFOs to mitigate climate change. As Hellyer explained to the newspaper The Ottawa Citizen, alien spacecraft would have traveled vast distances to reach Earth and must be equipped with advanced propulsion systems or used exceptional fuels. Such alien technologies could offer humanity alternatives to fossil fuels. For more green news from this planet and beyond, log on to treehugger.com. And if you're interested in sponsoring Treehugger Radio, email us at advertising@treehugger.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, and email us at EcoTalk. You can write directly to me, Betsy@EcoTalk.net. Tell us what you think about our program. We are gathering a long list of wonderful testimonials from our listeners to present to the new owners at Air America, just to let them know that this program is appreciated. So many of you so happy to finally hear a program devoted exclusively to environmental issues. The timing is right. Kind of reminds me of that part in Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, of course, where he holds up the picture of the scale and he says, gold bars on one side, the whole planet on the other. What's more important? Well, of course, gold bars aren't worth much on a dying planet. So that's why we're not going to let a little cash shortage stop us from bringing you green news and views each and every day, or at least once a week, depending on how often you get us. So we are going to ask you one more time if you can go to our website. We've made it easy. We have a PayPal Donate Now button. Send whatever you can. That's the easiest way to do it. If not, you want to send a check. We have an address on the website, and we are completely supported during this time of transition by listeners. So we want to thank you for those of you who have sent checks, who have made a donation, and encourage the rest of you to do whatever you can to help keep us on the air so we can help keep informing you about what matters most. Have a great weekend.